This is KUNC. Starting a new business has never been an easy process, and now U.S. Census Bureau data indicates things are slowing down. The country's proportion of young companies to older ones is now the lowest it's been in decades. And as KUNC's Matt Bloom reports, that trend is also playing out in Colorado.
3 years ago, Emick Blair set off to start his nutritional supplement business. But the startup process was less than glamorous, and not without some hiccups.
Which included me and my production head going to various, we went on Craigslist and we're finding, an office chair. And remember, he was like, well, it's $40 too much. I was like, maybe we can get it for $25.
Blair ultimately found the chairs he needed, and today he has a dozen employees. And he's on the verge of expanding his vitamin manufacturing lab into a new 14,000-square-foot facility just north of Fort Collins.
We started on this building last January.
And in a few weeks, the equipment will be up and running.
So through here, we'll be packaging something on the order of about 60 to 100 units every minute.
New business growth like Blair's is the backbone of a healthy economy. But in Colorado, like the rest of the nation, the proportion of companies 5 years or younger is shrinking.
We're certainly still growing new businesses. We still have new business formation. It's just not at the same clip that we were at, 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
Brian Lewandowski is the associate director of the Leeds School of Business Research Division in Boulder. 20 years ago, young businesses made up about 48% of all businesses in Colorado. It's now around 34%.
Is it that older firms are lasting longer, or is it that we're actually creating fewer new businesses every year? Are there more barriers to starting a new business? These are all kind of questions that I think need to be explored if they haven't already been explored.
Emick Blair thinks one of those barriers is the price of real estate now. He says things were cheap a decade ago, and the environment was ripe for scrappy entrepreneurs.
Our real estate prices go up, and all of a sudden it's more difficult for younger companies to start up. So naturally, the age of the company companies here grows.
The entrepreneurial initiatives and vibe is there.
That's Scott Schrake. He heads up Colorado State University's Institute for Entrepreneurship. They teach students how to start their own businesses, but only about 5% of his students will actually start their own venture after graduating. He blames debt.
More and more students, as they're graduating, would rather take a six-figure McKinsey job or engineering job than take the chance to languish away at their own startup and not make any money and have the student loans to pay back.
So will less young people seeking to start their own businesses and younger companies taking up a smaller piece of the pie have an impact on Colorado's economy? Brian Lewandowski isn't sure.
That's kind of interesting to take a look at and wonder how that impacts job growth. Is this a cause for slower growth, or is it more of a symptom of something in our economy?
While there's no easy answer to these questions right now, things aren't all bad. Just this month, the Secretary of State's office reported a 32% increase in the number of new business filings, and Colorado's ratio of young to old businesses is still higher than the country as a whole. Back in Fort Collins, Emick Blair says his days have been crazy leading up to his expansion, saying the to-do lists have been relentless. But he does have some advice for anyone considering opening their own business.
It never ends, and I think the key is just to stay calm about it and be like, look, there's always going to be a tomorrow. the world isn't going to end. Just keep on moving forward. That's really what's important.
For KUNC, I'm Matt Bloom.